Christmas is about worship. The question is, what are we worshiping Christmas? Sometimes, if we're not careful, we worship the best sales. Come on, now look at your neighbor and say, where were you on Black Friday? Where were you on Thursday night after Thanksgiving? You were there pushing through the crowds, maybe, looking for the best sale. Maybe you were there fighting the hustle and bustle to save a few bucks. You know, those things are all great, and we all need to save, I know. And some of you, maybe you wrote out Christmas lists. I saw one of the parents wrote a list to Santa this year. It said, "Dear Santa, this year, please give me a big, fat bank account and a slim body. But please don't mix those two up like you did last year." Perspective, right? Okay. If we're not careful, we lose sight of what Christmas really means. We can get so busy doing Christmas, we forget what Christmas really means. That Christmas means what? That we are either worshiping Christmas or we're worshiping Christ. He was born to us through the Virgin Mary. He was born to us in a scandalous way. And today we know that the great news about Christmas is that hope came. That hope came to you and I. See, this is the reason why Christmas is so important. Because hope came to you and I. You see, the Bible says in Matthew 12, 21, that in his name, the nations will put their hope. And what we got to remember is this, is that when Jesus came, hope came. For hundreds of years, they were looking for hope. They were looking for prophecies to be fulfilled. Where's our hope coming from? And where's the voice of God coming from? And for many years, the voice of God had been silent. But now, when Jesus came, hope was coming. Hope was being fulfilled. See, our hope will never be found in a government. Our hope will never be found in any president on either side. Our hope will never be found in the United Nations. Our hope will never be found in our bank account. Our hope is found only through knowing who Jesus Christ really is. That's where our hope is found today. So today, where are you putting your hope? Hope could be found to Peter walking out on the water in the middle of his boat. If that be you, Jesus, beg me to come. Hope could be found for the woman with the issue of blood as she pressed through the crowd. Getting beyond her embarrassment, getting beyond her issue, she crawled her way to Jesus. Today, I don't know where you're at. Maybe the seas of life got you out there in your boat. Maybe you feel like you got so many issues in your life, you can barely touch Jesus today. But I'm here to tell you, hope is here. And if you only get your eyes off of the Christmas season, and get your eyes on Jesus. This is why we have the words Jesus back here. Because we want to remember that Christmas is about Jesus. And if you could just press your way to Jesus, you would know that hope has come. Heaven has come.